Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is David Antilaksing, Chair of the Technology Task Force Working Group. This is our conference call for the 20th of August at 1600 UTC. On the agenda, we're going to, after the roll call and the review of action items, we're going to look at the at-large social media strategy. This is going to be more of a recap of what we discussed from the last time. If anyone has any additions, we can certainly bring it up there. But I'm going to be more focusing on agenda item number 5, which is how to implement it. Next, we'll look at updating the technology workspace and the reorganization of the at-large wiki. And finally, just a touch on an update on what's happening regarding the at-large website redesign. And I think the Lakrala machine translation email issues, which are still prevalent. And, of course, any other business. Does anybody have any agenda items they wish to add to the agenda? Going once.
Dev Gordon.
Ah, Gordon, please go ahead.
I might add just a little something extra in when we get to item number 8 on there. Depends on how the conversation goes.
Very well. Okay, Gordon. And, of course, you can add that to any other business, certainly, if it doesn't come up there and you think it's important for the technology task force. So, okay, so duly noted. Very well. Can somebody please do the roll call?
Dev, this is Nafti. I'll do the roll call.
Thank
good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the at-large technology task force call on the 20th of August, 2012. On the call today, we have Devin Antilaksing, Shiva Mutuzami, Yao Viatuhun, Juan Manuel Rojas, Jose Arfi, Yao Viatuhun, Nemo Agarwal, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, and Gordon Chokov. We have apologies from Alfred Doria and Titia Kintani. From staff, we have Hai Julwish, Silvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you so very much, Natalie. This is Dave Anand. Okay, and the agenda page has been linked on the in the chat as well as on the pod on the right-hand side there. So just to review the agenda, the next item will be the action items from last July's call. And the two action items were that the members are to test the 3 tools outlined in the social media strategy and to add any comments on each of these tools to the wiki page. I haven't seen much comments, although I have done some testing. So when we get to agenda item number 5, we'll talk about that. An action item, also a doodle to send out to establish the regular time of the monthly calls. I believe this has now been done. This is going to be third Monday of every month at 1600 UTC. So that action item has been completed. I realized, though, I've been remiss, there was one missing action item, and that was regarding the reorganization of the at-large wiki. One of the action items that should have been done was that to create the wiki page to capture our suggestions for the reorganization of the wiki and then, of course, then begin to add our suggestions for it. And I realized that was not done. My apologies for that. So that's an action item which has been done, but only just recently. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm just now trying to switch back and forth between the pages here. Okay, so the next agenda item is item number 4, the review of the at-large social media strategy. Now, I've taken the points from the 3 points that were made in the last call and added it to the wiki page. for like further discussion, and the suggestions, just to review them again, were, well, possibly disseminate other information related to internet governance issues. Two, to disseminate the information in multiple languages, and to also look at how the social media strategy facilitates participation, responding and engaging with persons that comment or ask questions via social media. So those were the additional additions to the social media strategy. Any further thoughts on this before I continue?
Going once, going twice.
Okay. Well, there'd be no further questions on this. I think the decisions that we had discussed on the previous call, we discussed some methods of trying to possibly figure out how to implement this. But having said that, I'll probably want to suggest that we just take this on in stages. So we will do the first two ones, the first two points, which was have the emails that were sent to ALAC announce to be sent to Facebook, Twitter, and possibly LinkedIn. Let's proceed to implement that one, since that's the one that we've had the most discussion on, we have the most consensus on, and then we'll look at further adding on to those the other suggestions, for example, disseminating the information in multiple languages. One of the comments that Fuad made in the previous call was to have the translations on the wiki page, and he just pointed the wiki page so that there's no need for resending content in multiple languages, which could possibly generate a lot more noise to all the persons subscribed to the list. So, any other thoughts regarding the social media strategy, or any other suggestions for the social media strategy, before I move on to the next item? Thanks, Heidi. I just and indeed all the
ad-lots. A question for you.
Okay, Yavi, go ahead.
This is Yavi speaking. Just a question. When there is a message, let me rephrase my question. Messages sent to the mailing list, ALAC announced mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
In case this information is only for ALAC members, this will be sent according to the strategy. This will be sent to Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is to be sure that the study will take care of this aspect, so that the message which is announced, which is for ALAC, which is not for the public, is not going to the mailing list.
Okay.
I don't know if there is a worry for this. It's just something that comes to my mind to know that if the messages, all the messages sent to the ALAC announce, is just for the public or is for the analysis.
Okay, thank you, Yavi. Well, I have an answer, but I see Olivia has his hand raised, so I suspect he wants to answer this. Please, Olivia, please go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. It's Olivia for the transcript. It's actually, I'll try and make it quick. So the ALAC announce is the one which I think nearly everyone is subscribed to, and the only thing is only staff and myself can post to it, and that's for all the announcements. The ALAC list, what we call the working list, is one which only has ALAC members and regional leads, and only we can, so ALAC members and regional leads can post to. However, its archives are open to the
Correct.
World, and they are it is designed to be like this, so anyone that wishes to follow it can read all of the archives on it. The at-large list is pretty much like the ALAC list, but it actually also has anybody and everybody who can be subscribed to it. And
Correct.
Finally, the ALAC internal list, that's the only one which is internal and which archives are not open to the outside world. And this is where most of our internal discussions, like travel arrangements and things like that, are taking place. Some people posted the ALAC internal list to try and discuss policy matters, and for matters of transparency, I would really like to keep such discussions outside of the ALAC internal list so as to keep those discussions public. So that's why I think on one recent occasion I pointed the finger and said, please move this over to the overall ALAC list. That's all. Thank you. I hope that clears things up.
Thank you, Olivia. This is Dave. I think it does. And Heidi has also posted some additional comments on this. So the ALAC announced list is really is open for anybody in the public to read. In terms of announcements, and it's also all the at-large structures are subscribed to it, in all the regions are subscribed to that list as well. So, but thanks for raising that concern. Were there any other questions or comments? And just to note, what Heidi posted was posted before Yavi's question, was that indeed the at-large wiki pages now have a translation tool on them. So that offers the ability to, so a person could then click to an announcement that's been posted onto the wiki, and then, use the translate tool to translate it in their language, machine translate it into their language. So, any other further thoughts, questions before I move on to item number 5?
Dave, I have a question.
Go ahead. Who's this, Eva?
Juan, this is Juan.
Oh, sorry, Juan. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Juan.
Oh, don't worry, I have a same item for you, don't worry. The last call, we were talking about certain tools. We are going to talk about this tool this time or not?
We are going to talk about how to implement the strategy, which is right now the transmission of or dissemination of emails from the announced list to the Facebook, Twitter, etc. Yeah, so we're going to look at that in the next agenda item.
Okay.
Very well. Not to say that we can't re-examine the social media strategy and continue to improve on it. And, of course, we really have to figure out, have a further discussion on those 3 points that we talked about in the July call and really, you know, try to discuss it on the list as well to see whether implementing it is practical or not, and then look to solidify it in time for the, well, at least I would like to have it properly defined for the time for the Toronto meeting. But next agenda item, how to implement the at-large social media strategy. Now, I discovered 3 types of tools that could be used to implement this social media strategy. And there were, one is Posterius, and I'll just post the link there in the chat. Posterius, Buffer, and IFT, which is now Buffer is more really a more of a scheduling tool, really, to that you, essentially put your content into this tool, and then at scheduled times it will then update Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I thought that, well, I imagine it will work. However, I think it's a very fixed application, which helps more in terms of ensuring that your content is evenly spread out on the social media various platforms. Posterior Spaces, it has an advantage that you can update this by email, and it will be a simple task so that when email goes to ALAC Announce, for example, you can then copy and copy a custom email address that's on Posterior's website, and then that will automatically be posted to Posterius and then posted to the Facebook page and also posted to Twitter. That would also link to the Posterius blog. The downside with Posterius, and this is the only potential one, is that Posterius was acquired by Twitter so recently, and it's unclear what Twitter intends to do with Posterius, whether it will continue in the future. So that was the only downside that I could tell. I seem to have lost my link to the EC rooms, unfortunately. Okay. So, now IFT, on the other hand, is also a very interesting tool. And what it does, it allows you to do various programming actions. And you can set what they call triggers, meaning that, triggers in various programs or platforms. So you can create what they call recipes, which is essentially if trigger then action. And you can really daisy chain quite a very sophisticated types of triggers. For example, if say stock price goes below this amount, email your broker or if photos sent to Facebook, save it to your Dropbox, which is a storage online cloud storage platform. So you can really create very sophisticated recipes with that. So actually, I have some ideas of that for the Lacrallo email list translation issues, which I'll get to in Agenda Item 7. I just want to open it up now to, does anybody have any further thoughts or comments? So what I was thinking was to, let's implement Posterius for now, and it looks like IFT, which can also be used could also duplicate Posterius if need be as well. So we can start with Posterius, and then if something happens to Posterius, IFT will be the backup to carry out the social media strategy to automatically disseminate information from ALAC announced to Twitter and Facebook and possibly LinkedIn. Any further thoughts? Gordon, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Dev. Gordon Chilcott, for the record. I agree with the idea of implementing Posterius now. There seems to be a fair amount of experience with this tool in the crowd, namely you. I have not had a chance to test it myself, and for that I apologize. My computers have been dying on me recently, and I'm just sort of getting them back up.
Mm-hmm.
If I think is an interesting tool, my question is, how would this thing be administered? It's an interesting tool. It's powerful. It's rather complex from the sound of it.
This is Dave. Thank you, Gordon. It's a very complex tool, actually. And if you go to the page which talks about it, it's actually, you could start thinking, I don't know, it opened up my mind to how you could do various things. I would think that the way to proceed would be to, well, assign a have at large staff create the account on IFT and perhaps as chair, I will work with them to help create any recipes that may need to be created, because IFT can also use content from Posterius as well. So, for example, you could say, if something goes on Posterius, do this action. You know, so in fact, you could even build on Posterius as well. So you can implement Posterius and then use even Posterius with IFT to then trigger other actions.
This is Gordon again, Dev. I like the approach. I think that diving into IFT, however, without doing some serious thinking beforehand could lend us some troubles. You may have to start thinking about really ugly things like use cases. But I really need to look at this thing myself before I make any further comments. And as I say, I haven't had a chance to do that because of my rather reluctant equipment here. But I'm dealing with that. You're coming back on stream now.
Certainly. Let me just, I was just trying to find the link to IFT as to what it is here. Let me just post the link to IFT here. So, okay. All right, so with that in mind then, I think I'll like to just propose the following. Let's just proceed with Posterius. I'll work with at-large staff to help set up an account with Posterius to then, well, and see if it can be done. I hope it's still registrations are open, given that Twitter has acquired it. But we'll see whether it can be created. The account will be created. So, and then I'll walk through the steps of linking it to the at-large's Facebook page and to the at-large's Twitter account. Okay, so that will be my the action item from that. And then as I say, continue to look at IFT as a secondary thing. But again, I have some ideas looking at this IFT tool in terms of the Lacroix machine translation issues. So any other further thoughts on this? Going once. Going twice. Very well. So that's the action item. So I'll work with staff, at large staff, to create the account on Posterius and begin linking the at large Twitter, at large Facebook page to the Posterius account. Okay? Very well. Okay, Gordon, I'm sorry. Is your hand still raised, or is that from last time?
Sorry about that. I'll drop it.
Oh, no problems. Very well. This is Dave. Okay, so the next action item, updating the at-large technology workspace. And I didn't allocate much time for this because, quite frankly, we haven't really been updating the workspace as well as we should. So this is really a reminder. As I would like to be able to show at the Toronto meeting that, you know, the technology task force has documented the several of the various tools that we use in at large, you know, web conferencing, chat, and so forth. So again, just an important reminder to look at the various tools, and let's start adding content, and you know, just start out just by, you know, just go ahead and just put it up on the wiki. We can then go in there and re-edit and update and simplify if need be. So perhaps what I might do is perhaps on the mailing list, I could probably allocate certain tools to certain persons just to see if it just to jump started. Okay, any quick thoughts or responses to this? Going once. Going twice. Great. All right, and hopefully I would like to, by the next call, I'd like to see some progress on that on the technology workspace. Item number 7, the reorg of the at-large wiki. Now, as I said, one of the forgotten action items from the last call was to actually create the wiki page to document the ideas for reorganizing the website. And the reason why I suggest this was to, instead of trying to potentially make certain changes to the at-large wiki as an attempt to try to, you know, try to see, make changes quickly to see whether the reorganize such ideas would work or not, I wanted to try to document what our ideas are for reorganizing the wiki. For example, on the last call, we talked about organizing, perhaps having links to organize by topic, and so for example, that means like, for example, who is, so that when we click on that link, will then see all of the articles that are that have who is on it. Now, just as an example of what I mean as putting some of these ideas up. So that would imply to me, for example, that you need to come up with the certain names for the various categories of topics. Who is, new GTLDs, etc. Bylaws, for example, rules of procedure, those type of things. And then the Confluence Wiki has a ability to label such such pages on Confluence. So, and then also Confluence also has a way of showing all pages with this particular label. So in, for example, in the case of Whois, all of the discussions that relate to Whois, whether it was an ALAC call that talked about the topic or ALAC vote that was related to a Whois related policy issue, if there was a capacity building session in a RELO conference call, for example, that talked about Whois, that page would be tagged so that when we click on the link, say show all pages with Whois, it will all show up. So that'll be one way of documenting it on the wiki. And again, other ideas. I think there were other ideas of actually restructuring the actual space and so forth. But I really would like to ask persons, so okay, let's put document it first so that we are sure that this is what we want, and that we could that implement it exactly what we want. I hope I'm making myself clear. Any questions or thoughts on this? Or any further ideas regarding the organization of the at-large wiki?
Mm-hmm. Once, going thrice.
Ah, Gordon, please go ahead.
Dev, this is Gordon for the record. I did some thinking about this myself a while ago in regard to another organization.
Mm-hmm.
In that organization, we tried the tagging approach, and its success was limited mainly because we did not have the tag terms defined properly, I think at the outset, not agreed upon.
Mm, right. Exactly.
The solution turned out to be a product that we were testing for another one of our clients, and this was essentially a search tool, and we, in the end, wound up using it for what I can only describe as document mining, which in essence is what people do when they attempt to search for something, for information on any particular topic in the vast amount of literature that is available on ICANN's web pages. So if we take the tagging approach, which could work, there has to be a fairly strong agreement on what the terms will be, so that when a person makes an effort to find something, he's got to have a chance of doing it. And there, people are going to be, excuse me again, probably trying to do a search on more than one tag at a time. And the only real alternative, I suspect, is a very powerful search engine like the one that the organization that I was with uses. Anyway, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Gordon. This is Dave. And again, that's why it's important to actually document it. And precisely because of that, because I think the danger of, let's just make a quick change, and you start implementing terms, if we would go with the idea of tagging, for example, different terms to mean the same thing, then you're going to wind up with very confusing, it becomes very difficult and tedious. So that's why the idea is to really put it up on the wiki, to make sure that we all understand and agree on it. And then proceed to then try the idea of the reorganization, if it's possible. We've got to the second point regarding, well, essentially a search tool for the Confluence Wiki. I have to say the Confluence search is quite powerful, which is in the upper right corner of every wiki page. There's the search bar, and you know, as you type in some terms, it will try to autofill the page and so forth. So I have to say it's quite powerful. So I don't know if there's probably a way of somehow making that more apparent or more visually central to the wiki team or something like that. Maybe that's an idea for improving the reorganization of the wiki. Any other thoughts or questions or comments?
Mm-hmm. Once, good, twice.
Very well. Great. So, regarding action item number 8, the update on the at-large website redesign. At the last point, I believe all the interviews were being conducted or being completed by the at-large side, by the ICANN's web design team that's in charge of the at-large website redesign. Heidi has a... Heidi, please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Heidi for the record. We have now had a meeting with Mark Salvatera, who is the web administration person who is going to be leading this from the tech support side. Matt and I reviewed all of the results from the various, I think we had around 12 to 18 interviews with at-large members, some people using the website very often, some less so, and he divided the list into must-haves, should-haves, could-haves, and will-not-haves. And okay, for example, some of the issues are improved information architecture, improved content, a wiki linkage, whether to what extent the community would like all the wiki links be switched over to Confluence. I know there are some social texts, et cetera. A calendar, language offerings. It's just an overall improvement in the looks of the website. Tagging, accessibility, search, and responsiveness in design. So what the next steps will be is that Matt and I will be holding a call with Olivier and Dave this week, going through that. It's a very extensive list. We'll be going through that and marking the priorities of Dave and Olivier, and then we'll be sending that back to Mark, and he, based on those priorities, he will then determine the timeline for the completion of this web redesign. So that's where we are.
Okay. Thanks, Heidi, for that concise summary. And, of course, yes, I'll agree to be on that call later this week when that time is organized. Excellent. Can't think of anything else to add to that website regarding that website redesign. Okay, so the next item was the Vlacarallo machine translation email issues. Last time we had a talk to ICANN IT staff, which was, I believe it was Kent, on last call, and we had discussed the various problems with the machine translation issues. I don't think there's been any progress on this, and perhaps staff could advise me on this. I don't think there's been any further... has there been any updates in terms of progress or...
No, this is Heidi. They are continuing to look into that.
Okay. This is Dave. Thanks, Heidi. I figured that. There's been a lot of discussion recently on the Lacrallo mailing list, and I guess it's kind of made the machine list translation issues more acute, so to speak. I was kind of looking at the IFT tool. I was trying to think of some ideas of somehow using that tool to somehow try to do the machine translation issues. So I will be trying to set up two private email lists, and then look to try to see if I can come up with an alternative system at this point. And it will also help me learn how to use this if tool a little bit more clearly. What I try to apply to this type of project. So, if there are any two or three other persons could much wish to join this in this testing list. So, I'll gladly add them to the list, and then I'll try to create, do the testing. Essentially, what I'll be doing is I'll create two email lists, and then see if I can then translate messages from one to the next more effectively and more cleanly. So anybody wishes to be added to the list? I can think of a few, but it would be good to see people volunteering.
Going once, going twice, okay.
Gordon, go ahead, please.
Yeah, keep us in the loop on this one. That it's an interesting test of the capability of this tool, for one thing, and I suspect LacRello isn't going to be the only region that would be able to make use of this kind of thing.
Thanks, Gordon. Yes, and like I said, as I do this testing, I'll get a better understanding of the if tool by actually trying to create programming triggers and actions. So very well. I'll probably ask a few other persons on the list to actually join that list to these informal list to do some testing as I figure it out. So. Great. Okay, excellent. Let's see, any other business? Gordon, do you wish to, do you want to bring up the issue you wanted that you think is important for the technology task force to look at?
This is Gordon. I already did when I was talking about tagging and search tools.
Great. Oh, okay, excellent. Great. Well,
I'm safe. This is Heidi.
Go ahead. Heidi, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dave. I'm just wondering if the Technology Task Force would like a meeting in Toronto.
Thank you, Heidi. That's a very good question. We certainly do have to, well, this is Dave. We certainly do have to present as part of the reporting to the, as part of the at-large working groups, we have to prepare a report or a possible presentation.
So Dave, on that point, this time Chair Olivier, who's on the call, has asked that we will be asking the working group chairs whether they wish to provide that update to the ALAC on Sunday or on Tuesday. And then if you choose to have it on Tuesday, you could then have your meeting on Monday so you could report to the ALAC on what you've accomplished during that meeting. Or if you decide to hold it on Sunday, then it will just be an update on what you've done between Prague and Toronto.
Well, this is Dave. My initial thoughts will be, there won't be a need to have a technology task force call during the Toronto meeting as such. I think we can meet, online on conference calls. And I'm just thinking of the number of people involved. I'm not sure how many people would be present in Toronto to actually, do we have a sufficient number of people physically present to do a face-to-face meeting of a technology task force call? Yalvi, go ahead.
Yalvi speaking. It's not an answer or question, so I will ask people to we finish first this topic, and then I can see it later.
Thanks for that, Yalvi. Going back to what my suggestion was, I'm thinking there's no real need for us to have a face-to-face technology task force call. Obviously, we have to prepare things And I guess by next call we'll decide whether we need to present it on the Sunday or on the Tuesday. But my initial thoughts are that we don't need to have a technology task force, face-to-face technology task force call in Toronto. I think our conference calls and working effectively over the, you know, on the wiki and so forth, will we be able to accomplish more that way? I would say I'm tempted to think on Sunday to have our update. Okay. Any thoughts on this? Any disagreements with that idea? You know, please say so.
Okay, Gordon again.
Okay, Gordon, go ahead.
Yeah, Gordon for the transcript. Whether a formal face-to-face is doable or not, given the number of people who might not be there, that's another question. An informal face-to-face is probably going to happen anyway. Whether you would want to do that before you make your presentation or not, I think it's going to have to be kind of up to you.
Excellent. Yeah, good points, Gordon. Thanks. And indeed, obviously, those persons that will be in Toronto, we can indeed have a, you know, informal chat, you know, informal meeting with them, and just to discuss various ideas going forward from Toronto. So,
Dave, this is Heidi.
Go ahead, Heidi. Go ahead.
Yeah. Would you like staff to organize just one of those random informal meeting rooms for you on Monday, and then you can update everyone on the Tuesday?
I don't think so, Heidi. This is Dave, sorry. I'm thinking that, you know, if anything, I'll prepare the reports and have it posted to the mailing list beforehand, before the Toronto meeting. Because our next meeting will be in September, and I'm going to be positive and looking to see that a lot of progress will be made between now and September, so that a proper presentation could be made and submitted to the list before that. So I'm thinking, I don't think it's necessary. I think any presentations would be done before anybody arrives in Toronto, so to speak. Okay. We'll just meet informally. Thanks. And that will be predicated on what the final what the final ICANN schedule is for Toronto. So no informal meeting room or anything will be needed at that time. We'll just meet somewhere, and that'll be it. Okay. Yalvi, you had a comment or question? You wanted to ask? Go ahead.
Speaking, this is a general question regarding Adobe Acrobat. One of the windows people having lower quality sometimes, because you have things that can show the boundary you have, if you have a good boundary or a signal. So sometimes I have a very low signal. And my regarding the summary minutes and action item window, the one that is on the right, in the lower corner on the right, I want to know if it is a problem that I'm having alone or if it's a general problem. And you see the action item and the agenda. Currently I can see in the front Mark is typing. But I can still have the agenda there, and what Matt is typing is coming late. So people that meet is different. Sorry to check for people who are using also Adobe. Maybe we can have just one window for so that we throw this one. And the action items, as they are typing information, remove them from that frame. So this is my suggestion. We have just one point there, like summary minutes. And even if it's coming later with delay, we still have them in this window. So that is my comment regarding the Agobi.
Okay, thanks, Yavi. Well, that was a long comment. I'm not sure if I fully understood every aspect of it. If I understood it, you were suggesting having one pod, or one segment of the Adobe Connect room, for the 70 minutes and action items on the right hand side. If I understood it correctly.
Instead of two.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Go ahead, Heidi. Yeah, sure.
So, Yavi, could you just very shortly, briefly explain why you're asking that? I'm just wondering what the advantage of that is.
Exactly. Let me try to clarify. What Matt is typing is coming in that window. And I still have in that window, I have the agenda there. I know that is a problem with my bandwidth. So I don't see a way to maybe to refresh that window. I don't think there is a way to refresh that window. So the problem I'm having is that the agenda is still there, and what is also coming with delay, and then I have the agenda set. So maybe it's a problem with my connection, my computer. I will just get if another person with a lower bandwidth is having the same issue.
Yavi, if I could suggest, because I know that we've had some other community members who have issues with that, could I suggest that you send at-large staff a screenshot of your screen, what you're seeing, and then we can work
with you. Exactly. I'll try to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, and then we can work with technical support and you to make sure that, you know, your connection is
exactly. I'll do that.
Okay. That's a good idea, Heidi. Certainly. Very well. Okay. So, I think we're coming up to the end of the call. Just to say that again, and the next call will be on the 3rd Monday in September. And again, I want to urge everyone to, especially regarding the technology workspace, to look at the various items that are already there on the technology workspace and begin to update the wiki content on that page. So again, because Toronto, we can showcase and also, well, help out large, obviously, to with the various technology tools. And exactly like in terms of small problems regarding, like, say, the AC rooms themselves and so forth, you know, help make it easier for at-large to use, which can only help policy development when we could able to use the tools effectively. Okay. There's no any other business? Okay, I see Yavi's dropped his hand. Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Excellent. So, okay, well, see everyone on the wiki and on the mailing list, and this call is now adjourned.
Hi, thanks.
And thank you all.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Dev.
Thank you, Dev. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.